The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
All right, friends, welcome back to another episode of Two Idiot Girls. Woo! Spooky version.
Yeah, team, I can't move very much. My arms are stuck.
She did a lat spread and she's been stuck ever since.
No, I'm suited up for battle, so it's hard for me to move. Not much movement in this top.
So we hinted about the, well, not even hinted, we told everyone on the Patreon that we're going to be dressed in costumes all of Halloween, all of October.
Yeah.
October. And today we're doing one of our favorite shows that we've talked about 800 billion times on here, and that is The House of the Dragon. So I am Allison and Drew's Rhaenyra.
Even give though, it up, team.
Give it up to our producers. It's me. I picked all the costumes.
Yeah. I got about, do you know you have 30 minutes? That's how I feel in this dress right now. Cause
everyone place your bets now on how long it'll take for Drew to take the wig off her head.
Or take the top half of this dress off and just sit here.
Titties out.
I'll sit here with my cape backwards like I'm at the barbershop. Team, it's taxing for me to even hold this microphone up because it's so fucking tight on my forearms.
You guys, I can't express you how much research I did on these wigs. And they look horrible. I won't lie to you.
Well, that's what happens when you get an Amazon wig.
The quality, like, they feel good.
Yeah.
Like a Halloween wig.
For a plastic wig, yeah.
Oh.
Sure. These wigs are so thin.
Yeah, that's what I was telling Drew that when I was putting mine
on
my
head.
And
I've gotten an Amazon wig before. When I was like fucking Mira or whatever from Aquaman.
Oh, yeah.
I got an Amazon wig and it was actually really thick and I had to cut the lace. They have good wigs on Amazon, but it's just like,
I just didn't pick a good one.
This isn't one of them. Yeah, no. There's only like 3 hairs on this. That's why you can see all my real hair.
The length of it is on yours is really nice. Mine is like a lob, if you will.
Well, the hairline on mine is giving helmet.
Yeah, I told you she looks like the dad.
Yeah, she did.
What right was his name? We started Viserys.
Yeah, Viserys. Yeah. That's what it is.
That's what your hairline looks like. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I know. Yeah, she told me that minutes before we started.
She says that, and then Drew said, "You look more like human Fiona than you do Allison." So that's okay.
I will say though,
the costume's kind of
costume.
The kind of slay.
Yeah, the dresses.
Yeah,
they're kind of eaten. Is this fake leather suffocating my chest? Of course it is.
Does it feel like you're wearing like football pads, like what I imagine those feel like on a chest of a person who wears football pads?
No, honestly, it feels like I'm wearing wicker baskets across my the tightest wicker baskets around my forearms.
Okay.
It feels like I have Easter baskets on my chest right now. But the quality is not half bad, honestly.
No.
Like, I may use this costume for another one of my costumes. Not the wig. I'll be ditching her.
But the wig will be thrown on the ground.
Yeah, the hairline is crazy
on this
wig.
So both the wigs came with like, also, I don't want to turn too much because then you'll see my actual hair.
I don't even want to know what I look like.
From
don't
behind?
Don't tell me.
Or in front.
No, I'm talking about dead on. Like, I don't
point
even
blank.
I don't even want to know what this wig looks
but, like.
But like,
you guys can tell who we are, right?
If you can't, I'm going to be mad.
Yeah. Don't, if the answer isn't yes, don't tell me. I don't care.
For real.
What was I going to say?
I honestly may have to put these on, team. Don't freak out. I don't have nails right now. My appointment's tomorrow. Don't freak out.
I think everyone's mad. That's what they're saying.
I know. And you're fucking mad, aren't you? You're mad that I didn't even lay this wig and I still look this good.
You're mad.
You're fucking mad.
You're mad that we have I have no makeup on, no lashes, and you're fucking mad.
And you're literally so mad, and I can hear it. I can feel how fucking palpably mad you are.
Like, if I asked you to raise your hand if you were mad, your hand would shoot up in the air.
Yeah, or you would be lying to yourself, obviously.
Drink. Spooky drink. All our costumes for, as a hint.
This is watermelon lemonade. Get into it, team.
I want to try.
That one's
I'm
yummy.
A Celsius.
That one is delicioso.
That tastes like a Hawaiian shave ice.
It does kind of, huh?
I like that one. I don't like how big that is. That'll hurt my tummy because I can't not finish everything. That's one of my sicknesses.
It's got zero sugar in it.
No, I know, but just like even soda hurts my stomach.
You're tripping.
Or it could be my brain. Anyway, Shane, hey.
Sorry about that.
We're back from two back-to-back trips.
Dog,
you can believe
dog.
It or not.
This wig is going to overstimulate the fuck out of me. These little hairs.
Put one side of it behind your back.
I was telling Dace, so it can look even more heinous than it already does. I was telling Dace that this wig literally has hairs pulled out, like, for edges or, like, for like little pieces in the front, yeah. But no hairline. Like, I don't understand.
What I was gonna say is that both of them have like braids in them, right?
Yeah.
And then I'm all, but if I just lightly brush my finger against it, it pulls the whole braid out. That's why the left side of Drew's head looks like that.
Oh, yeah. She's talking about herself, and then she uses me as an example.
Mine too.
Well, my hairline is giving colonial. It's giving powdered wig.
Yeah. George Washington's head.
Yeah. It's giving powdered. It's giving King George.
It's giving the British are coming. Yeah.
It's not giving Targaryen, because as we've said before on that show, the wig budget $2 billion, that shit's late. That shit is late. That shit grows out of their head, as far as I'm concerned.
No, 100%.
I could literally put my feet on both of Damon's shoulders and I could pull hard as fuck and that shit would not move because it grows out of his head. Yeah. Clearly,
all of them, even Aemond, all of them.
Yeah, I know, but crazy. Especially Damon, because he's got like a big forehead. So,
you know,
like,
what his does look the best. Out of all of them,
well, and it's just his is the most obvious to me that it's laid so perfectly. Besides Rhaenyra, but Rhaenyra has such a perfectly circular face,
tiny little head,
like just a beautiful profile and everything.
Sure.
Damon has a huge forehead. That's no tea, no shade. He just has a big forehead, and they have that shit laid.
Well, we know Matt Smith
to
is
the fucking
name?
Gods. Yeah.
He's a huge fan of Two Idiot Girls, so he's going to be really sad when he hears that.
Matt, more to love. You know what I mean? Big forehead, big dreams. My point
big
being...
Big brain.
Your big, long Abraham Lincoln head is literally a testament to the wig artists on that show, because they have that shit laid. Like, that grows out of your scalp.
I feel that way about the family of the sea with the white dreads.
The Valarians?
Yeah. The way they lay those ones.
Yeah, but even them, like...
It looks
that's
good.
True. That's tea. But, like, his is just because of his face shape and everything.
No, sure. I'm just saying, like, laying a wig made out of dreads is crazy. And it looks so good.
And it looks gorge.
Yeah.
Fantastic. That's my fucking family. That's my fucking blood. That was me. That's a joke from Brittany.
Anyways, we just got back from two back-to-back trips. We went to Cincinnati, Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
That was that. And then we also just got back from New York City.
New York. Yeah.
Yep. And then guess where we went last stop before we left New York? Quality
Italian. You guys already know the fucking vibes.
We were there for so long. I was telling Daddy, like, that's the longest we've ever been.
Yeah,
I
was pretty miserable towards the end. I was like, hey, somebody get me the fuck out of here immediately.
We were there, I'm not joking, for 3 hours. I don't think we've ever stayed for that long.
We were not there for
I swear on my life. Because we got there at 7:45. We got there at 8. We left at 11.
Yeah, that's pretty nasty work, to be honest. I don't know why the fuck we were there for so long. But
it felt like in Percy Jackson when they get stuck in the casino. That's
what
it felt like.
Yeah, time slows down.
Yeah. And then I was like, we've been here forever and I think I'm going to die in here.
That's why I literally was like, can you bring me the check? Can someone please bring me the check? Because we were waiting for the check for like an hour.
I know. But none of us asked for it. I don't know why.
Yeah. Well, I think I just figured they would get to us eventually. And then after so much time had passed, I was like, okay.
Hey.
And then as soon as I asked, all of a sudden it was like, we got everything immediately,
and then
it felt like they were rushing us out. And I was all, we've been here.
They're like standing behind their hands.
Okay,
behind their
okay, see ya.
Bye. That's what it felt when we were leaving.
Bye.
Wait, dude. Okay, if you guys have ever been to the Quality Italian, I don't know how many there are in New York, but we go to the one on, is it 54th or 50 something?
Would you believe? I don't fucking know.
It's right next to Roof 57.
Yeah, it's right next to Jam.
Okay, whatever that one is, when you go up the stairs in that Quality Italian, they have a big statue of a boar's head.
Yeah, in the corner, yeah.
That I've never seen before, but mind you, I know it's been there.
You guys know, we've been there a million times. Like, you guys know, we've been there a million fucking times.
Tell them what happened.
We were walking up those stairs, and I wasn't looking to my left.
Because there are too many, like, the eddies just hit, or you were just vibing?
No, I was looking at Adam, and I was like, okay, talking to Adam, and then I stepped to the side because someone was coming down. And then as I was like turning really quickly to move, because the staircase is kind of narrow,
yeah,
I hit my shoulder blade so hard on the tusk of that boar's head that I gave myself a dead arm. It hurt so bad I started sweating. I was like, oh my God. Like, I accidentally ran my shoulder blade into the tusk of that boar head so hard.
How quickly she got mad at that made it so much
funnier. It hurt really bad.
Like, I turned around, I was like, okay, the lady said 20 minutes. And she was like, okay. I was like, are you okay? She goes, no, I just fucking gave myself a dead arm running into that statue right there.
It hurt really bad, team.
Oh my God, dude, that was so funny.
That was so ridiculous.
Because as many times as we've been there, I have never seen that statue ever in my life. So
I've seen that statue a million times. I didn't know it was fucking the Haunted Mansion 3D. God damn.
I wish it was, because, you know, those ones are inverted.
So yeah. Well, it's like, either way. Next time I see it, I'm gonna rip it off the fucking wall. I hate that thing.
Shadow box.
Yeah. For real, dude. All my homies.
On my soul.
On my soul. All my homies.
Anyways, we went to Quality Italian. It was really fun.
Yes.
We were there so Drew could be a presenter at the Global Citizens Festival.
Yes.
And it was super cutie, very fun. The weather was just bad. That was the only bummer.
That was crazy. I don't know if y'all could tell from my post, but it was when I presented the group, and then when I did the second presentation thing, it was pouring rain, and it was windy, and it was blowing sideways. And when the guy initially walked me up there, he walked me up the stage. He's like, oh, I'm going to show you where to go. Like, as soon as they start announcing, like, I'm going to need you to stand right here so you can just walk. And then he walks. He's like, here, I'll walk you so you can see. And he walks onto the stage. So, and I'm just peeking around it. And I was like, oh, no cover. And yes. He goes, no, if you want to hold the umbrella, you can, but it's really up to you.
And I was, but no one else has done that. And it would be really embarrassing if
he said, some people are doing the umbrella, some people aren't. And I was going to do it, but the wind, well, first of all, there was wind. And second of all, the rain is blowing sideways.
Can you
so there's
imagine
no point.
if it were like,
got, that's what I told
if
Phil.
It inverted your
I'm
umbrella.
Not even kidding. I told Phil that I'd rather like be the soaked. Rain just be blowing me sideways. Yeah. I'd rather be soaking wet on camera than deal with the humiliation of an umbrella flipping inside out.
And next up we have, wow! And then it just rips off.
And I would just let it go. And I would let it blow off the stage. I wouldn't even try to get
it. You know how we were standing at the bottom of that stair thing waiting for you? The lady goes, you guys can come up here. And we're like, oh, cool. So we could stand under the tent, holes in the tent, so it doesn't blow away. Okay.
Well,
I'm glad we're under here. I feel a lot better about
I'm glad I was wearing a strapless top. I literally, and honestly, I'm glad I wore that outfit. Like, that outfit was perfect for the occasion.
I would rather my skin be wet than, like, my outfit.
Me too. Plus, it wasn't really, it got cold towards nighttime, but it wasn't cold. It was just fucking pouring.
No, it was just windy and
humid outside. Yeah. Like, it was
and
fucking
rainy. Yeah.
But then at that point when I presented, it's so funny because in the videos and the pictures, it looks like nice outside. Yeah. It looks almost like sunny outside.
Yeah.
It wasn't, but it was a blast, and it was an honor to be asked.
No, literally, we're showing Daddy Mall. It literally looks like it was like a beautiful sunny day in Central Park.
Yeah, no, it wasn't. It was fucking gross. My feet were soaking wet because I had flats on.
Oh, yeah.
We had to trudge through grass and shit, but it was very fun, though, and it was an honor, and we saw so many famous people at that thing.
That was pretty nutty, yeah.
Yeah, there were so many of them.
The only one we didn't get to see that I was really sad about was Jane Goodall, but that's okay.
I know. I saw her walking at one point.
Oh.
She was like, we were like passing ships.
She's my hero, team. But we got to see Hugh Jackman.
Yes.
Doja Cat.
We saw Post Malone.
Yeah, I saw Ray.
Yeah. Raul.
You saw Raul? Mm-hmm. Is he tall? What's the T there?
What do you think?
Oh.
That's okay, though. Short king. I don't know anything about him.
Oh, we saw Bill Nye.
Yeah, we did.
Cal Penn.
Yes.
Yes. And then, oh, you got to meet Liza. That was really cutie.
Oh, yeah. I got to talk with Liza. Liza Koshy.
That was really cutie.
We got to talk to her. I got to talk to her for a while. I fucking love her. She's so sweet.
And you saw Teffy Lina, which I was so jealous I didn't get to say hi to her. But yeah, it was really cute.
My girl. Teffy was like, oh, thank God, when she gave me a hug. But yeah, I got to see my girl Teffy, obviously. And it was very fun. It was a blast.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
But we are very tired. I am exhausted. Man. Team, that being said, team, did we put out another poll? No. Are we going to do a part four? Yes. Is there anything you can do about that right now? No. But we did wear a costume, so there is that.
There's going to be a costume every Tuesday, and there's 5 Tuesdays in October this year. Every Tuesday.
So we're making it up to y'all by wearing the costumes, but I don't think y'all really care. I think y'all are just here to vibe, yeah. To be honest. Also, did you see I posted in a dump in a screenshot of someone being like, oh, it's nice to see the mayor doing charity work. And they're like, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, but it's about Curtis, right?
Yeah. And I was like, no, he came to drop off his offering at my altar, kind of like the bugs do for the grasshoppers. Yeah. That's how I see y'all. I mean, but honestly, look at how we're dressed. So technically, we're the ants and we're giving you the offering.
No, for real. Like, it's like I'm submitting to you. You guys are Caesar and I'm the little apes.
Yeah. And I would make that joke right now if I could lift my arms up.
This is me coming to you. I'm sorry I didn't put out a poll.
Yeah, I'm like, all of our wonderful and insane travel schedule the last couple weeks. All that to say, we did not put out a new poll.
We did not put out a new poll. And you're honestly lucky we're even filming an episode because I feel like a little skeleton.
You're not lucky. We're lucky. We're all lucky at the end of the day.
At the end of the day. We need each other.
Yeah. But anywho.
Have you watched anything new? Oh, Drew watched Little Women on the plane.
I did. Yeah, I did watch. Can I be honest with y'all?
The Greta version. You've never seen it, right?
Team, I have watched Little Women in parts on TikTok.
Yeah.
I have never seen the whole thing all the way through.
Is it not one of the most beautiful films ever made?
No, it's so beautiful.
It's so, the coloring, everything.
And it's a movie about sisterhood more than anything.
And yeah, I'm going to cry.
But it's like, it's so good. That movie is so fantastic. Like, genuinely, it is fantastic. But I saw a TikTok on something. I think you and I talked about it too. Where Greta was saying that in all the scenes with all the sisters, which is like 90% of the
movie. She writes all their lines next to each other.
Yeah, like she wants them all talking at the same time because that is how sisters talk. Like they don't ever let each other.
That's us.
You know what I mean? Yeah, exactly. Which is actually a really perfect parallel because sometimes people are like, oh, I like when, I hate when they don't let each other finish the sentences. Like when people make weird comments. People do that to me on my show, on the comment section too. Like my episode with Chapel, they did the same shit. Mm-hmm. And a lot of other episodes too. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, do you guys have friends? Like that's like how you talk to friends. Mm-hmm. Like, and so it makes me think of Little Women. And now I'm going to reference that the next time you guys want to do that shit. Because I know y'all love that fucking movie. Mm-hmm. So, but it's true. That's how sisters talk. Like they talk loud and over each other and at each other and to each other. It's mm-hmm. like, you know what I'm saying? Anyways, I did watch it. Gorgeous. Fantastic. No notes. Loved it. It's crazy how that movie is like set in a completely different time, but it feels
modern. Yeah.
Yeah. It feels very relatable, mm-hmm. even though nothing about it is relatable.
Is it Joe?
Joe March. Yeah.
Yeah. That's you.
Deadass.
Yeah.
On my homies.
She's like, oh, they will get boring and we will be interesting forever. Yeah. She's like, forever.
You'll get bored of him in 2 years and we're going to be interesting forever.
Yeah.
And then she's like, just because my dreams are different than yours doesn't mean they're lesser than.
And I was then
like,
I cry.
Tell her, bitch. You know what's funny, too? Okay. because that was my first time watching it, like, all the way through.
Yeah.
I didn't know it was, like, forwards, backwards, okay. You know what I mean?
So you're a little lost.
Yeah, like, I literally had no idea.
Could you, even though you find no one attractive but Pee-Pee, could you see why people find Timothée? He's so sexy in that movie.
Yeah, it's the power of the yearn. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
A man who yearns is a man who earns. Yeah. You feel me?
Did you see that TikTok of that girl where she said, he's all, we gotta have it out, Joe. You know, he does that. She was playing the audio and she said she asked her boyfriend, what is this from? Mm. And he said, that's AI Kamala Harris, because he was saying it's her talking to Joe Biden.
Oh my God.
And she was like, but if you listen to it, it does kind of sound like.
I guess. No, I get why the bitches love Timothée in that movie. Yeah. Because it's the yearning. It's the power of the yearning. Like, he could be the ugliest motherfucker on the planet, but if he acts like that, like, yeah, they're in there. Mm-hmm. They're, I'm down. Yeah. Actually, yeah. What was I going to say? Oh, the part with, what's her face? The older sister, Meg.
Yeah. Oh, when he's like, why are you going by a different name?
No, not even that. Because that scene was funny to me, too, because I was like, I don't understand this. Mm-hmm. When I first saw it, and then I was like, oh, she's slutting herself out.
Yeah.
And it's kind of slut-shamey. Mm-hmm. That's the energy it's giving me. And she's like, I promise I'll be good for the rest of my life. But then I couldn't tell if it was slutty or if it was her being like snooty.
I think it was her like pretending to be someone she isn't.
Yeah, like he was saying like, you don't need to, I like the dresses you wear. Like, you don't
need
to
like
wear.
Be yourself. Yeah.
Yeah, but then it felt like he was like, you don't need to tart yourself up like that. Which I guess is the same thing, but like, you know what I mean? No, the part where she's talking to her husband and she spent that money on the silk.
Yeah.
And then she's like, I'm so fucking tired of being poor. I said, damn. When she said that shit, I was like, damn, bitch. Okay, miss, I'm at home. He's like, oh, sorry, this fucking 4-bedroom house that I built from the ground up isn't enough for you.
Huh.
My fucking bad.
She said she would be fine with anything, and then he gives her anything and she's mad.
Well, and like, in that time, a man who didn't fucking hit you and like wasn't disrespectful to you, like, he just truly loved her. He just didn't have a lot of money. He had money, but not a lot.
Yeah.
I said, damn, she's an ungrateful bitch on top of that.
Well, you know how Florence Pugh, her character Amy, is notoriously disliked. Like, everyone fucking hates Amy in the book.
They find her very annoying.
But she's the first actress that's ever played that character in a way where you were kind of like, I kind of like her. I kind of love her.
Well, my thing with Amy is, like, at least that bitch is honest.
Yeah.
Like, this bitch is like, listen, like, would I like to be a famous painter? Yeah. Is that going to happen for me? Because probably not. So I have to marry rich. And then the other sisters are like, well, I'm better than you because I'm not going to marry rich.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got Meg being like, I'm sick of being poor.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe that when I saw her say that shit. I said, oh, my God. And then he goes, I'm sorry, I can't give you beautiful things all the time. I said, and don't you feel silly.
When the mom is like, oh, I just got back from those poor people. They have no money or food. And I really think they would love something from here.
And I'll be honest, I'd be pissed. On Christmas?
Yeah.
Mom!
When you watch Amy in that scene, it's so funny because she's going,
the only one who's honest. At least she's fucking honest. And also, and Joe, like, I love Joe too, and obviously I am Joe, obviously. Yeah. I like her too, but like, she's also fucking rude. Like, when she was being mean to Amy too, I agree. Would I have burned your lifelong work? No, but I would have been mad at you too. Mm. Shit. But that's white girl shit. That's a joke. Relax.
That's not our culture, so we don't get it.
Yeah. Well, and then she's like, when she's telling her to apologize, and she goes, well, I mean, it's not like I can cut up one of your dresses. You don't care how you look. So I had to destroy something you love. That's funny.
That's right.
I'm a laugh because she's so painfully honest.
You're a Joe Sun, but an Amy Rising for sure.
That's funny.
And then I'm the sick sister who dies and also Meg.
That's not true.
I'm Marmy.
I'm fucking Marmy. Damn. I literally, when she's like, well, it's not like I can cut up one of your dresses. Like, you don't care how you look. I'm laughing. If I'm one of the other sisters, if I'm Beth, I'm laughing.
Yeah.
Hey, she kind of got you there.
Also, Beth was a lesbian. I felt that in my soul.
Really?
I felt that in there.
I was going to make a joke, but I'm not going to. I'll tell you that offline. What else was I going to say about Little Women?
When the dad comes home and he calls them his Little Women, and that's why the
girl, when she cuts her hair to give her mom the money, mm-hmm. and she's crying, she goes, "Is this about dad?" She goes, "No, it's about my hair." And then she goes, "Oh, I'd feel the same way if I were you."
That's Amy, right?
Yeah. She's funny. Mm-hmm. She's got a lot of jokes in that shit. She was literally like, "Oh, that was the one thing about you that was so pretty."
Now look at you.
Yeah, she was like, "No, your hair was the only thing you had." Dude, I'm laughing. But yeah, I do think that I will say this though. When I watch him, like, you know, confess to Joe and all of that, and then I watch him with Amy, I saw some people saying, like, I don't think he settled. I think he fell in love. Like,
no, he settled for Amy. He did not want to be with Amy. He wanted to be with Joe.
I thought the same thing. And do I think...
I watched that movie a billion times, and every time I watch it, I'm like, I do think he loves Amy, but he loves Joe.
I think it's good for her to be like, I'm not going to be the one you settle for just because you can't have her, which is true. But then there is something to be said, though.
Like, remember how weird he was when the guy came into the house? He's been married to Amy for a minute when he does that.
Oh, the guy that likes Joe.
Yeah.
Well, and then I think...
Who looks like Tyler Posey.
He does. A French Tyler Posey. But then I think... Remember the part where she's... So she's giving her work to that French guy.
Yeah.
And then he's like, I don't like it. It's bad.
Yeah.
Funny, first of all. But he's like, hasn't anyone ever had this kind of conversation with you? I think that's a really good example of why they're not a good match, because all he did was gas her.
Well, and then
same with him. Like,
I was gonna say, I've seen so many TikToks that show that he, like, and he says this in his speech, like, he stopped liking certain things and liked everything she liked.
Yeah,
because he wanted to be
he just wanted her.
Yeah, he wanted to be appeasing to her and do what she likes.
Yeah, and so, like, she's not being challenged, and like, she is very smart and capable.
So are you saying that you and Billy are Joe and the French guy, who I can't remember his name?
Yeah, honestly, yeah. He's Billy's for sure not Timothy Chalamet.
No, I know. Yeah.
No, his character. I'm saying, like, he's for sure not him. Like, that's kind of giving me, like, what do you call it? He was giving me, like, nice guys finish last, like, towards the end with her.
Oh, Timothy.
Yeah, because I do think he genuinely was in love with her and he loved her as a person, but, like, they're not a good match because he doesn't challenge her. Like, you see how big her fucking head gets when she's not being challenged. That's why I said, like, that would be me if I was white, like, and unchecked, right? That would be worse for me. But you need a partner who, like...
challenges you.
Yeah, like, can rebuff you at certain points and, like, push you.
Be honest with you.
Yeah, so, like, he didn't do that shit. Mm-hmm. And so, and then Amy did that for him. Like, she challenged him a lot, mm-hmm. which Joe didn't, because she was... better than him. Like, she's smarter than him.
I was just
more capable than him.
She's
like,
so, she's honestly kind of self-absorbed, I think, throughout
she
the
was
movie,
and
yeah.
she was and it was unfair to him the way that she kind of handled the situation because she knew he loved her, mm-hmm. and so she didn't care because she loved him as a friend, and mm-hmm. that's not fair to him, whatever, right? Whole lot of dynamics to be discussed. My point being, now that I've actually watched the movie, I feel like I can, like, really assess I think that him and Amy make sense. And I think that her and the French guy make sense. Like, I think that makes sense to me. Because I know some people were like, I wish he was with Joe. And I'm like,
no.
What she said was true, though. Like, they would end up resenting each other because they're not meant to be.
When he's not being who he is when he's with her. Like, she wants him to be his own person outside of her.
Yeah, and like, he just wants to be someone who follows her around.
Yeah.
Which she hates that. Yeah. So it's like, you need someone who can exist on their own and then amplifies you. Mm-hmm. And so that's why I'm like, the French guy, when he was like, it's bad. Mm-hmm. Funny. But, like, that's why he was like, no one's ever
challenged you.
Like, no one's ever critiqued you like that, like, ever. And she's like, you know what? You don't know what the fuck you're talking about. And she's like, and don't ever talk to me again. And takes all her things.
Literally you.
Listen.
So do you think Joe's a Virgo?
Do I think Joe's a Virgo?
I don't think so. I think she's too creative.
Virgos can be creative. It's just like, but they're also very, like.
Yeah, regimented is what I mean.
Yeah. She could be. She very well could be. Or she could be a Scorpio.
She
kind
of gives me Libra vibes.
No, she gives me Scorpio vibes, to be honest. Like, her biting tongue and shit. And her, like, you're dead to me forever. Like, that type of energy.
You guys, should I dye my hair this color?
No.
Okay. Oh, okay.
What else is going on? Guys, I haven't watched Great British Baking Show yet. I haven't watched it yet. I'm going to. Trust me.
Oh, I just watched the Netflix documentary Will and Harper with Will Ferrell and his best yeah. friend. It was so cute. I cried multiple times in it.
I heard it was so good.
It's
so.
Just really good. And it's like, even though I'm not trans, I'm queer. And yeah. so like, I see myself in different parts of like Harper's journey throughout the movie, which was like really emotional.
I heard it was really good. Yeah. So
it's a really easy watch. It's really good. It's really funny. Like I was telling Adam when we were watching it, I was like, it like seems like Will Ferrell's playing a character he's played before, but he's just being himself. So
yeah,
that's
just who he is.
Yeah. Like, yeah. Oh my gosh. One of my favorite Smartless episodes is his episode. That's one of the when people want to listen to podcasts, I'm like, just listen to that episode. It's so fucking funny. But, I watched that. I really enjoyed that. And then I think that was pretty much it.
Yeah.
Yeah. You ready to get into these questions?
Yeah.
Okay. We're doing again, like we said, a part four of gardening. So this first one's from Courtney. She said, what is your favorite gardening memory? I don't know that I have one like that.
I don't know about a favorite. Like, I mean, like when we got high with Brittany, that was really fun.
When was that?
When she came over.
Oh, this most recent time.
Yeah.
That was really fun.
Yeah, that right. was really fun.
That was really fun.
One time me and Billy smoked out Alex. I told Brittany this story recently. And she wanted to smoke, like, she's obviously a little baby, so, like, we gave her, like, this tiny little J, like, it was, like, this big, because we don't want her to do edibles or the pen, they're just, like, too intense, so we got her this little tiny J, and we smoked, we each had our own thing to mm-hmm. smoke on our own, ours were blunts, but she had one, like, a little tiny one, and we were smoking outside, and we were having a good time, and then she goes, like, we've been sitting outside for probably, like, 45 minutes, right? Mm-hmm. And then she goes, I don't feel anything.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
And then I go, really? And she goes, yeah, I don't think it's working on me. And I go, it's funny you say that because you haven't stopped talking for 45 minutes. And when I say like, she didn't even know if I was like, I could have walked away and she wouldn't have noticed. She was talking at a mile, like a rate that I could not possibly time. Like she was like Sonic the Hedgehog bitch. She was talking so fast and constantly, and she kept jumping subjects.
Yeah.
Well, that actually reminds me. Actually, yeah, like, you know what? That actually reminds me. And she was like telling me story after story after story. And I didn't say one thing the mm-hmm. whole time. And then when I said that, Billy started laughing, and he goes, I was literally watching her go, and I was going, she probably wouldn't even notice if I left.
Like Sonic the Hedgehog.
Yeah. And I told Steven, and he like was laughing, and I was like, and she couldn't stop laughing. She goes, really? And I go, Alex, I haven't said one thing for almost an hour. Like,
that's crazy. That makes you want to talk more. Mine, yeah, when I smoke it, I don't want to talk at
that's
all.
That's what Billy said. Billy goes, it's like adding more words in your head. That's crazy. Like, and I'm a fucking yapper rich. Like, I talk a fuck ton with no weed in my system, and then with weed even more so.
Sure.
She was yapping at just 100 miles a minute. I just could not believe it. And I was like, you know what? I beg to differ, friend. I think it is working.
I think it is working really well, actually.
It's definitely doing something. I don't know. I don't know if working is the word, but it's definitely doing something. That one was one of my favorite moments because that was just so funny. Because she just was talking. And I remember watching her talk and going, she is talking so fast. That is unbelievable. Mm-hmm. I was like having that active thought. And then at the end, she was like, I don't think it's working at all. After she took like a huge breath after talking nonstop. So that one was pretty fun.
I guess I would just say that when we smoked when we had our sleepover with Brittany, that's my favorite one so far.
Yeah.
Because most of my memories of smoking are either me greening out. And,
or they're horrifying.
Yeah, me feeling like I need to die. Or it's just me sleeping. So. Like I was just telling Joy, I need to get into Eddie's. I got to start microdosing.
Ugh, they're the best.
Okay, this next one is from M. She asked, if you two could name a strain, what would it be? And I picked this one because we were just talking about how they pick the most ridiculous names.
Yeah, when we bought some in New York, they were like, we have, fuck, what was it? It was like
hot
white
ice.
It was like white fire.
Yeah.
Blueberry Kush Dream. Watermelon Wave Madness. Like, what are we talking about?
Like, I told you I went to the dispensary by myself, which I will never do ever again. And I was buying stuff for my dad for Father's Day. And I knew he liked the green apple one. So I was like, can I get the green apple? And he goes, okay. I'm like, and then what other flavors are you? Or what other flavors do you guys have? And he could just say like blueberry, but he's going like blueberry balls.
Yeah.
We got watermelon wave rider. I'm all, just pick the one. And Drew said cotton candy. We could not stop laughing. Poppy, you're gonna have to blur out that word, but that was so funny.
It's just too much. It's like
too much. Green, like, goblin, green apple.
Silly Billy strawberry. What are we talking about, bro? What are we talking about? Name them normal shit. Like, just go apple.
Yeah. Like, I think fucking, the apple's fine.
Yeah, like, honestly, fuck that. Just call it the green one.
Yeah.
Give me the green one. I want the blue one. I feel the same way about that I do about saying, like, fucking the names of combo meals at restaurants that are silly.
Yeah.
Like, when Dayson goes to Red Robin, she'd go clucks and fries. Like, I'm not saying that. I'll have these. This one.
You know what the fuck I'm talking about. The tiki tenders.
Yeah, dog. It's too much. I'll take this one. I'll literally point
it. Have you ever had the banana rama shake at Red Robin? Because it goes fucking banoodles. It's crazy, bro.
No, but I have the term wagon wheel watusi in my head so bad right now. And I was trying to make a joke.
I don't like that one. That word makes me mad. The word watusi, that pisses me
off. Wagon wheel watusi. Wagon wheel watermelon watusi. Someone.
Wild wagon wheel watusi watermelon.
Wait, to answer your question, that would be mine. Wagon wheel watusi watermelon. I name all of my products something so niche that nobody gives a fuck.
Okay.
So wagon wheel watusi watermelon.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And then we have. Let me think.
Cotton candy.
Yeah. Then we have like, all my homies, horchata. You know what I'm saying? Like the most specific.
But we'll always have the summer strawberry.
Yeah.
The summer I turned into a munch.
Strawberry. The summer I turned into a munch, green apple. Like they don't even make sense. Like I'm just going to put phrases.
The summer I turned into a munch, tiger's blood. Pina colada.
White fire.
White hot fire.
That's what I'm doing.
That's a good one. I like that.
Yeah.
Okay. This one's from, it's either Lona or Iona. I'm sorry if I'm mispronouncing it. And they asked, what is your advice on giving less of a fuck of what people think of you? I have a deep fear of being perceived and I feel like it gets in the way of me making connections or living my life the way I want. You're both really cool. I giggle with you guys all the time and congrats on New York Times bestselling author. I loved the book. Thank you so much. I worked really hard on it.
Thank you.
Someone literally commented on my Instagram today, I loved your book, congratulations. And I'm going to pin it and tell them, thank you, I worked really hard on it. Anyways, what is your advice on giving less of a fuck of what people think of you? Go ahead, buddy. I feel like you have the best advice on this.
I mean, you have really good advice on this, too, because you've gotten over that.
Oh, no, it's true. No, I know. I think the way you're assuming people perceive you is what you're thinking of yourself. So I think if you're a lot nicer to yourself and... then it makes it 100 times easier when you go out. I think you've seen like TikToks that have like the little quote like slideshows and they'll be like, no one else is thinking about you nearly as much as you're thinking about you when you walk into a room.
Totally.
Like the things that I think about myself, I'm not thinking of anyone else when I walk into a room. So I think I just tried to practice a lot more self like compassion.
I was gonna say, yeah.
Towards myself. That's like probably my biggest piece of advice.
Yeah, I mean, I would say too that, I mean, I feel like anything I could say about that would be, would sound really cliche. It doesn't make it any less true, but like one of them is that like life is just like way too fucking short.
I agree.
Like life is way too short. Like you blink your eyes and like I'm going to be 30 next year. You mm-hmm. know what I'm saying? Like
life is. Me too.
Life is just way too short to waste it.
Worrying
about looking a certain way, like, and honestly, like, we joke all the time about how like I never get embarrassed like ever. I never get embarrassed. When I do get embarrassed, it's really bad.
Like I would have been embarrassed 15 minutes before.
Yeah. Like if I'm embarrassed, you know it's bad. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Because I never get embarrassed. But part of that is because I truly feel like embarrassment is self-inflicted a lot of times. Mm-hmm. So like I just found that really embarrassing. That doesn't mean everybody else did. Mm-hmm. But if they did, I wouldn't know unless I asked them. And if I asked them, they wouldn't tell me the truth. So it's really just a moot point, isn't it? Like most people, not all people, are not inherently bad or evil to their core. So like they're not thinking, like Dayson said, about you the way that you're thinking about you.
Yeah.
You are the meanest person to yourself constantly. Yeah. But at the same time, it's just like I spent all this time worrying about what other people think, and they're not even thinking
anything
even remotely about me at all, or even remotely close to what I was thinking. Doesn't it just feel like a big waste of time? Yeah. Like you're just wasting your life, and you're wasting potential, and you're wasting opportunity to like connect and build community with people. Like give yourself just a little bit more credit. Like you're probably a lot cooler and a lot more loving and compassionate and awesome than you're giving yourself credit for.
Mm-hmm.
And other people, and including yourself, deserve the chance to be able to see that.
Mm-hmm.
And if you are constantly worried about being embarrassed, like, I mean, you're just wasting time. You're wasting time and life and moments and everything like that. Me and Dayson were just talking about this the other day because we were talking about how, like, when I posted about Brittany making me that little figurine for my birthday, that so many people were like, oh, I wish I had friends like this. I wish I had, you know what I mean? The only way you get friends or build friendships like that is by putting yourself out there.
And by being yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, and to love someone, whether it's platonic or romantic, is inherently a risk, right? Like when you start loving someone, there is a risk there, because to love is to be vulnerable, yeah. Right? So like you have to be willing to be vulnerable and put yourself out there in order to build community like that. Mm-hmm. And to build relationships. Like there's no other way you build friendship, like, because mm-hmm. people ask us that all the fucking
like
time.
How to make friends, yeah.
Yeah, like how did you make friends, or how do you have friendships so strong, like the ones we have with Brittany and Caleb and Teffy and like all the people that we love in our life. Mm-hmm. Alex and Steven. Mm-hmm. Right, like how do we do that? Is like you have to be willing to put yourself out there, right? And so you don't, like, you do stay safe when you don't ever put yourself out there. Like you stay safe in the sense that you're not feeling embarrassed or mm-hmm. you're not feeling perceived, but at the same time you lose out on so much.
You miss out. Yeah. 100%.
Yeah. You miss out on so many things that you could be experiencing, and you know, so many moments, like, as we talk about loving our friends so dearly and so deeply, that's how you do that. When you see people with friend groups that are like solid, like Teffy has such a solid friend group too.
Yeah.
It's because they're not afraid to love and love openly and honestly, and including in your friendships. So.
And be themselves.
Exactly. Yeah. So it's like, you're a lot more awesome than you're giving yourself credit for. Give people the opportunity to see it and show you how awesome they can be too. It's mm-hmm. like, it is a risk, but it's worth it, I'd say. Yeah.
I think of like when we went to high school, you know how I went to high school before you, obviously, because I'm older. But I went to school where we didn't know anyone, and I had like my little core, little select group of friends.
Yeah.
And then when Drew came there, she introduced me to so many other people, including Billy.
Mm-hmm.
Like me and Billy knew each other our freshman year, but we weren't like hanging out and stuff.
Yeah.
And that's because I was a lesbian, but I didn't realize at the time because I didn't want to be friends with men. And then Drew introduced me to everyone. They're like, oh my gosh, your sister's so funny. I didn't know that. And it's because I didn't want to talk to people because I was so embarrassed of being perceived. So.
Exactly. Don't waste any more time. It's not worth it. You know what I mean? Like, the risk of being embarrassed is like, you're only embarrassed if you let yourself be. That's what I always say. Like,
mm-hmm. It's only weird if you make it
this,
weird.
Yeah, this is only embarrassing to me if I tell myself it's embarrassing. If I tell myself it's not, then it's not.
Mm-hmm.
And who's going to tell me otherwise? Huh. And who going to check me? Exactly. See?
Okay, this next one's from Ari. She said, what are your thoughts on the theory that Feyre from ACOTAR is secretly terrible at painting, but the group just lets her do her thing?
I saw.
Is that true?
God, team, I'm balls deep in lots of ACOTAR fan theory at this point. Yeah, I have seen that one. I mean, I would like to think that she's a good painter.
I mean, the way they all hype her, I would think that she would be.
Yeah, I just think that there's too many big personalities in that group for not one bitch to be like, hey, she sucks at
that.
Love you, though.
I'm glad it's a hobby and not a career.
I love you, queen. I do. I love you dearly, but this is ass. Like, you're telling me not one person in that group would tell her that? I doubt it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Isn't that what Brittany painted you? Her little...
her little, the dresser that she painted. So like,
mm-hmm. Is in the first book, right? Or what book is that in? Guys, the way I don't know, because I have
I
not
think
finished.
That one's in two. I think she talks about it in two.
Oh, okay.
The second book. But yeah, I think she's telling Reese, like, she painted each drawer for each sister. So the top one's Elaine. The middle one is Nesta. The bottom one is her.
Mm-hmm.
And so like, Elaine's like all flowers and yeah. pretty. And then Nesta's all fire. And then hers is like night.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then obviously she put the little books on top and painted them in order.
It's so cute.
Ugh. Makes me cry every time I think about it. Hate her. Just kidding.
This next one's from Tiana. She said, what talent do you guys wish you had?
Singing.
Yeah.
Ugh. Guys, God knew not to make me a good singer.
No, 100%.
The universe knew not to give me that power. I would be far too powerful if I could sing. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, heard.
If I could sing, you guys, you bitches would be sick of me. I'll tell you that much. You bitches would be sick to your stomach of me. You would have gotten over me so long ago if I could sing. You should thank your lucky stars I can't sing. You bitches would fucking hate me. I'd be on some shit, some Halsey shit where I'm walking around the mall having people try to ask me. If I can sing, I would be.
Don't make me sing.
I would be insufferable. No, I would be insufferable. I would try to do karaoke at anything, and I would hope that someone secretly recorded me and put it on TikTok, and then people would be like, I didn't know she could sing. I would be that bitch. And that's just me being honest.
Or you're feeling a get ready with me, and then you just start singing in the middle of it. You're sorry, guys. Sometimes I just get carried away with the
music.
Dude,
you know how sometimes, hold on. This is not me. Hold on. This is not me making fun of anyone in particular. This is just an overall thing.
Okay.
You know how sometimes influencers, like, they grow a really big following and they have, like, a very specific niche, but, like, they're kind of doing everything at this point, right? And then just randomly, they'll post, like, a 15-second clip of them just standing in a bathroom or something, and they're singing. And then they're like,
and they're like, on
and yeah. And then the caption's like, ooh, draft. And I'm like, and then all the comments are like, wait, why is she kind of good though?
You know what's the funniest part?
Why is she
kind of
good though?
Is that could be like, God, like 500.
Exactly. Good luck. Good luck trying to pinpoint who the fuck I'm talking about, because I don't even know who I'm talking about. I'm saying, like, let's just say, like, they've been doing something so. And it's always in a bathroom. It's always like 10 seconds.
And they have no history of musical theater, singing,
never,
or anything.
Never. You haven't heard that bitch sing once. And then it's 15 seconds. It's no more, no longer, no less. I've thought of three.
I thought of someone who you sent their video to me the other day.
I don't even know who you're talking about, but.
Actually, I think you sent it yesterday. And it was in a DM with me and Adam.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
You know exactly who it is. You've sent me those videos before.
Oh, I know who you're talking about. I know who you're talking about.
Anyways.
But. Exactly. That's my point. That's a perfect example. It's one of those things where you're kind of like, they do. It's 15 seconds. It's never any longer than that. And it's always like, it's just, and it's like, draft. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, is the caption. And then there's comments and people are like, wait, I didn't know. And I am not talking about Britney.
No,
fuck all of you. I'm not talking about Britney, because Britney is actually a phenomenal singer.
Or Chris Olsen.
Yeah, I'm not talking about him either.
Yeah,
I'm talking
or
about
Chris Lisha Pekka. World friends.
No, yeah, all of our friends who can sing. Those are all people who can clearly sing, and they have, like, Dylan can sing too. She has, and they all have backgrounds in theater. You see what I'm saying? I'm talking about a bitch where you're like, no, come on, knock it off.
Don't do.
Knock
this.
It off.
Don't do. This
and you know what? Let me find out I can sing, and I'm gonna do that. And I don't want to fucking hear it.
And I'm going to eat my words, and I don't give a fuck.
And I am nothing if not a hypocrite. I am a fucking hypocrite. When I do that, mind your fucking business.
And guess what? You're going to be mad.
Mind your business. You know what? That's what I said. If I thank your lucky stars I can't sing, you would hate me. I would be insufferable. I really fucking would. I would be leaning so heavy into that shit. It'd be crazy. Also, team, are we watching Sabrina Carpenter on tour?
Yeah.
Her production value.
If I don't get to see that tour
or Sweat,
the Sweat tour,
yeah,
I'm gonna do something that's
crazy.
Gonna change the trajectory of your lives.
Sabrina Carpenter, her creative directive like team.
Heard, yeah.
Dude.
You know what other tour looks really
give
fun right
them
now
a
too?
Fucking
the
race.
Meghan Trainor tour.
I love her.
It looks fun. I want to have fun.
I don't care what anyone says. I love.
They look like they're having fun. And I want to go.
I love Meghan.
I would like to be part of the fun.
And that's like, she's like my...
And Kehlani's crash tour. Ugh. I would like to be fun of, part of that fun too. Sorry.
I know.
Sorry.
I know. But Sabrina Carpenter's creative direction.
No, I know. It's so
the
cute.
The stage, like
the sleepover vibes.
Dog, like the costuming is crazy too. But also just like her little ideas, I like know. All her graphics, everything.
You know they're playing Spin the Bottle because it's like at a sleepover and so cute.
Or like how she's got rid of the nonsense thing. Have you seen that?
No.
Yeah, so she does nonsense. It's on the set list.
Okay.
And you know she always does a little ad lib shit at the end. Yeah. She has it lower her and then her mic light cuts out.
Okay.
And then she's going like, and then they lower her and then it says like, sorry, we're having technical difficulties. And it looks like an old like 50s program.
Okay.
And that's basically her saying she's not doing that anymore.
Okay.
So she's like, retire her. She's dead. Leave her.
Okay.
Funny. And now her new thing is the positions she gets in when she does Juno.
Yeah, those are, yeah.
That's crazy. That's crazy.
Yeah.
No, but that's
you don't
crazy.
Want to say like, suck another dick, I might go crazy, but then you want to do that.
Yeah, and I find that funny personally, and I laughed personally.
I saw a girl that went dressed as Juno to her tour and I thought that was so cutie.
I'm gonna dress just like her. We have similar build.
Just wear that wig.
Yeah,
there you go.
Well, when you guys clicked on, did you think I was Sabrina Carpenter?
I know,
be honest.
That's why I had to clarify at the beginning which characters we were.
Did you guys think I was Sabrina Carpenter? Be honest.
And then who's a redhead I look like?
The silence.
No, in the sense that
I'm like, Max Goofy's girlfriend. Max Goofy. Go fuck yourself. She's cute.
What's her name? Roxanne?
Fuck if I know. I don't know that bitch's name.
Max Goofy.
I think his last name's Goof. I don't even think it's Goofy. Well, you would know.
You fucking bitch.
That's your man.
That was fucking crazy.
This week is giving colonial. Every time I look in the mirror, I get upset. There's a mirror right here.
Okay, we're gonna do two more. These are quick ones. Ready? Okay, this one's from Molly. She asked, did you guys graduate from seminary?
Fuck you, first of all. Fuck you.
Hey, you're stupid. Do you think it doesn't look like I went to seminary?
Girl, check this wig. You think I went to seminary? Please. I'm sweating.
No, we never went to seminary. We didn't grow up Mormon.
Yeah, we didn't. We didn't grow up Mormon, but I do find that hilarious, and it's because we know a lot of jokes about Mormonism because we grew up alongside
around
a lot of Mormon
people. Yeah.
So like, one time I made a joke about the movie Johnny Lingo, and someone said, "I'm not someone, but I have watched Johnny Lingo," and then I said, "Well, bonus points if you watched it in seminary." Mm-hmm. And then someone said, "Drew, what the fuck do you know about seminary?" And I said, more than you'd think.
What I
know a lot more than you think, bitch.
What I loved about seminary is that our best friends in high school, they would go to seminary. So then they would be at school as early as we would so we could hang out.
And that's too.
And eat cinnamon twists and hash browns.
Yeah, they would have seminary so fucking early in the morning before school. And then.
And our mom had to commute early down to work. So she would drop us off.
So we would get dropped off at school super early. And so our friends were always there.
Even when I started driving us, we would still go to school early because I didn't want to get in traffic. Yeah. But also so our friends were all there.
And we've been to the Mormon church, not the temple, because obviously we're not allowed in there. But like we've been to Mormon church sermons. We've been to Christian ones.
Yeah.
We know a lot more about church than you'd fucking think. That's why we make a lot of
church
jokes.
You don't think we give godly women? I think so. What did Zach Fox say? Godliness is next to
cartooniness. Yeah.
That's the type of shit I'm trying to be on.
Godliness is next to me grabbing my nutsiness. That's my personal
Shut
philosophy.
The fuck up.
We know so much about church and everything, and so does obviously Adam does too. So like we make jokes with Adam about it all the time.
Yeah.
We're like, Lord, if you love me at all, Lord if you
be
can
a firewall.
Hear me, Lord be a firewall, please. We're like, I don't know about what y'all are doing, but I'm doing it for him.
Yeah.
Like, we make jokes like that all the time. Caleb and Brittany grew up religious too, so they also get those jokes. Yeah. But there's a lot of funny ass jokes when it comes to religion.
Okay, so this is the last one. Victoria asked, what are your quirkiest personality traits / what do you think each other's are?
Quirkiest? Derogatory or?
Yeah. So one of you called me quirky on a live Q&A in our Discord, and I said that was a slur.
That's actually you calling me a slur. Yeah, so hope that was happy.
Hope you're proud.
Hope it was worth it.
My quirkiest personality trait?
I would say your quirkiest personality trait.
I don't
trait.
Know what mine is. I'd rather give each other, yeah.
I think yours is that you like little things, like little like cute things.
Yeah. I think that has to do with being a lesbian too, but yeah.
Or it's the quirk. Who knows?
True.
I think it's just, no, you love little knickknacks and you love little like tchotchkes. Like,
yeah.
That could lend towards you being gay, but like, I think that doesn't help your case.
Yeah.
But I do think you've always liked stuff like that too.
I think that yours is that you are so much nerdier than people think you are. And it's hilarious when people find out. Like Brittany, like the first time we ever hung out with her was at Legoland, obviously.
Yeah.
And we
as had, God intended.
Yeah, and we had a blast. Know? It was so much fun.
Yeah.
And I remember like when we first started like actually hanging out with her last year, she was like, you guys were in theater, right? And I was like, we took theater classes and I was in a play once, but
yeah.
Not like in the plays, like hanging out with the kids or anything like that. We were playing sports, so we couldn't do both.
No, she, yeah.
But
she,
no, she was
real.
Convinced that you were a theater kid because we have the exact same sense of humor.
Yeah.
But also, you guys like the same fucking weirdo shit.
That's true.
Like, I don't know if we talked about this on the last one when we did our sleepover. I'm pretty sure we did. We were watching ACOTAR fan-made films. And the two of them, I was recording them, were being ridiculous when we were watching them.
And it was a blast.
Yeah. But
we
I was saying
so
that,
much fun.
That's why. And then she made the little girl favorite thing for you, which is so thoughtful.
Yeah.
And something I never would have thought of because I have not finished those fucking dork books yet. But
they're
that's
so good, though.
That's one of the quirkiest things about you.
That's true.
That
that's
and then
true.
She was saying that her and Billy were playing video games when we were in New York.
Yeah.
We had a night off. And then she was like, I looked at him and I said, this is the most fun I've had in weeks. Or whatever the fuck she said.
I'm having so much fun right now.
And you were playing your Witcher game, right?
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. Like, I can't.
Guys, I'm locked into the Witcher.
But, like, if I'm playing a video game, it's Animal Crossing. Like, that's the type of shit I'm trying to
make. No, that's real.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, like, when we were in Ohio, because I've told people, I think I've told y'all this before on the pod. I've said, like, people would be shocked to know that, like, when you meet us in person, that Teffy is a lot more like what you think I'm going to be like.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm a lot more than what you think she's going to be like.
Yeah.
Like, she's like, she looks so chill and big sistery online,
which she is very much so. Yeah,
but that's how you know it's like they're only pieces of us, they're not the whole thing
online. Yeah,
and then mine obviously is like, ah,
mm-hmm.
You suck on my ween, man. Right, like that's my persona online. And so in real life I'm not like that at all, really. Mm-hmm. Because I don't hang out with people I hate.
Oh.
But yeah, like Teffy's obviously, she's like, she's a blast and a half in real life. So like, we're very different in real life than we are online because that's only a piece that you see. But then when we were talking about that, Billy goes, I think people would be shocked to know you're a lot more like Brittany than they think.
No, like, but how Brittany acts online is exactly who she is in person.
Yes.
But she's obviously so much more than just that.
Yeah.
But that's how Drew is too. That's how both of us are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's a lot like me too in a lot of ways. Like, but I think that's why Brittany literally split down the middle is Dayson and me.
Yeah.
Like she's the two halves of her are us.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not kidding. That's me being dead serious. Mm-hmm. So like, yeah, that's true. That is, I do love a lot of things that would shock people.
Sorry, like, I just told you guys, but she was like, I'm having the most fun I have had in weeks.
I told Billy, I made my caption on one of my videos, do not cite the old magic to me, witch.
Yeah.
I was there when it was written, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then someone wrote a comment and said, when I read that caption, I realized I felt like the cool girl in school read the book that I'm like a really big fan of, which I thought was really sweet. And it's like, you guys would be shocked. I know a lot more about shit than you think.
No, she's a big fucking dork. That's like the quickest thing. Yeah.
That's one of those things where like when Dayson goes, and I don't know how she knows so many things because I know you don't read. Like, I know so many things.
She doesn't read or watch anything, literally ever. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know either, to be honest. But, see, like, when I told Rainn Wilson that I knew about that lycanthrope and shit.
You guys, we talked about that, right? Where I said, and I said that I thought it was to and fro.
And some people were like,
see, that's something you guys would know about me, is that I'm very blonde, like in a, yep, a lot of random ways.
That's,
oh,
why,
oh,
I said,
God, like I was just talking to
that's
someone.
That's why I said, Dayson doesn't have a lot of, I told y'all, she doesn't have a lot of those ones where she does, they're bad.
Like I was just telling somebody the other day that I was like, I hate pickled onions. I think they're gross. I was like, I also hate pickled cucumbers. And I also hate, and then she went,
a pickle?
Yeah. And I go, no, those are different. And we were staring at each other and she goes, cucumbers aren't pickles. And I was staring at her and I go, no, they are. I don't know what I'm thinking of.
Cucumbers are pickles.
No,
yeah.
I know. And we were just staring at each other and I was like, my sister said that I don't have a lot of moments like this, but when I do, they're really bad. And that one was pretty bad. Sorry about
pickles
that.
Pickles are pickled cucumbers.
I know.
Yep.
And then she asked me, what's another example? And I said how I called you to check that Philadelphia was in the state of New York.
Drew, answer this for me.
Could have gave it a Google, didn't.
Is Philadelphia in New York? Yes or no? And then I go, no. And she goes, you don't know. Okay. It's, well, it's like the lycanthrope thing. Yeah. Someone was like, the smut's coming out, girl. And I go, believe it or not, I did not get that word from smut.
Where did you learn lycanthrope? I always forget. We've talked,
I just
about
know
before.
I know a lot about like lore.
See? Why?
I was like, you watch Harry Potter? Professor Lupin is a lycanthrope.
Okay, they don't call him that.
I know, but that's like technically what he is.
Okay,
because that's a, there's a difference between lycanthrope and a werewolf.
But Tyler in Vampire Diaries is a werewolf.
Yeah, he's just a werewolf. Okay, that's different. So he just turns into the animal and he can't really control himself. The lycanthrope is more monster than it is wolf, but it
was
is
Billy
wolf.
There when we were talking about it, and I was like, I thought it was to and fro, here to after.
Yeah, he was like, that's insane. Like he was like, it's moments like that where he gets like actively concerned about her. He's like her living alone. You know what I'm saying?
Because I don't know what a fucking dorky ass lycanthrope is. Shut the fuck up. Go to hell, both of you. You're like, Max Goofy's girlfriend. And I'm,
well,
mad.
You would know.
Yeah, I'm,
that's
mad.
Your man. So you
is
would
that
know.
His last name? What is Goofy's last name? I have to Google.
It's
it.
Goofy.
His name's Goofy Goofy. I think it's Goofy Goo.
Oh no. Goofy Gooch.
Goofy, grab my nuts on your forehead.
Goofy Gooch.
What is Goofy's last name? It's Goof. Yeah.
Oh. Is it Max Goof?
Goofy's full name is Goofus D Dog. D-A-W-G. That's
told
what the
you,
fuck
I knew.
I'm talking about.
What's his... His son's name is Max Goofy?
What is...
When will you ver fix? That's how that feels.
Dude, I made that joke to Brittany and her sister and they laughed because they get it. Because
they get it.
Yeah. Yeah. What is Goofy's...
When will you ver fix?
Will you wear wigs?
Will you ver fix?
His name's Max Goof.
I knew it. See?
His name's Maximilian Goof. That's what I said.
No, but I said his name was Goofy. I wasn't correcting you. I was saying I was,
you were
guessing.
Calling him Max Goofy.
Same fucking shit. They call his dad Goofy, but I can't. Okay. Misogyny.
Oh, so you guys are misogynistic.
Oh, so it's okay when they do it, but it's not okay when I do it. Okay.
Anyways, we hope you enjoyed our first Halloween episode of 2024.
Yeah, I'm sweating out the back of
like
this
I
bitch.
Cannot lift up my arms. It's horrifying what's underneath. I will be honest.
Wait, can I tell one more story before we log off?
Go for it, team.
When I was working in Ohio, I had to film something for like 45 minutes, and here's a fun fact about this. Whenever they have to film something with mics that are like inside like lavs or they're like boom mics, here's a fun fact. They can't use air, like no air conditioning allowed, but they do have every lamp you could possibly think of, every
think
light.
Think of the hottest lamp, like the lamps they put on lizards. That's what they're lighting the set with.
Think of it this way. I was cosplaying as what could only be described as meat inside a toaster oven. So I was literally, I was baking alive. Like I looked at the thermostat and it was like 88 degrees in that fucking room. So
she was baking alive and me and Billy were freezing to death upstairs.
Yeah. And so I was sitting in there and I'm roasting alive. I had to take several breaks. Like I had to pause during filming at least 3 times so I could dab my forehead because I was dripping sweat. And I had like a silk, like kind of 2-piece set on. And I told Dayson, like when we finished, I was like, oh, thank God. And I had like a couple minutes to go kind of reset. And then we were going to film again. But this time they were going to turn the air on. Because it wasn't going to be using big mics like that. And the sound guy comes over and he's like, oh, I'll take your mic from you. And I was telling Dayson and Adam, when he came over, he had to like unclip it from the back of my top and like take it off of my like belt and stuff. And when I
told, but it was Dayson, on the outside of your outfit, not the inside, right?
Yeah. Like it was clipped to the belt on the back of my shirt. And I told Dayson, I've never felt fear in my heart like that, because I thought I wanted to take it off myself, because I was like, whatever my back looks like right now, I do not want to know. Because I was so convinced. I sweat through the back of my shirt. Because first of all,
the pit part is crazy.
My pit stains, dead ass, they were coming on my tits, bro. They would have covered my nipples.
On my
dog.
Soul, on my titty.
And because of the lighting, thank God you couldn't see it at all. Yeah. I was like, I went to the bathroom after he took it off me.
I'm not going to be mad.
Yeah, I went to the bathroom. I was looking at myself in the mirror and I was telling Adam, I was going, whatever it looks like back there, it's going to be fine. Because I wanted to check and see if I had sweat marks on my back. And I turned around and I was like,
and?
No sweat.
Yeah.
Thank God. Yeah. Can't say the same for my pits, but
hey,
it's okay.
We'll take our wins where we can get
a win is a win. I would rather have that. I would rather have his armpit sweat on camera than turn around and the whole back of my thing is see-through.
That no one can see.
Just because one man had to unclip a mic from me and I don't want him to see me slipping like that.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, I'll be damned if he can make fun of me. Mm-hmm. Then I'll get mad. Just kidding. Thankfully, it was not
it worked
the case,
out so. In our favor team.
Anyways, that being said, I did sweat through the back of this, so that is different. But we made it through the whole episode.
And the sound
the
guy
wig.
Won't be mad, because the sound guy, we don't have one.
It's us.
Anyways, that's going to do it for this week's episode of Two Idiot Girls.
Yes.
Make sure you buy Drew's book. You could buy it everywhere. It's available literally everywhere. I think, when will it come out in paperback? Soon?
Hopefully soon.
I don't know. You'll see it on her Instagram. I just thought we would plug that really quick, because I think that's really exciting, because they only do that if you sell a certain amount.
I will say that it is being translated into Spanish. So that is very cool.
Fun.
And it will be available.
Divertido.
That will be available in many different countries, hopefully soon. But yeah.
Period. Make sure you subscribe to the Patreon. We just did a review of Short and Sweet, and also did Halloween shit on there. I don't even remember.
We did. We actually revealed our Halloween costumes.
Y'all want
to go over there and
this one was not included, because I thought we only had to do 4 costumes. We had to do 5. So I thought of this one on the fly.
No, but we revealed our Halloween costumes for the episodes, but also for personal.
Yeah.
So if y'all want to be nosy,
get a sneak peek.
Yeah.
Go check that out. But other than that, we love you and we'll see you next week. Bye.
Bye.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.